Welcome to The Hitch, week one. Hi.
Hi.
We're in St. Louis.
It's day two.
Or shortly outside a little bit. I can't talk. We're outside of St.
Louis.
You
nailed it.
I nailed it.
That was perfect.
I'm off to a good start. Day two.
Day two.
We always have really exhausting day twos.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our second time.
Comparatively. Compared to last year, this was a walk in the park.
That's true.
We didn't try to park the trailer in somebody's backyard.
An alley.
Yeah.
Like a couple of idiots.
Yeah. No, we are, like Janice said, we're just outside of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just outside of the Six Flags amusement
park by St. Louis,
which we aren't going to, but it's like...
No, I know. It's tempting.
Yeah, it is very close
right
to this campsite.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to do a drive-by at least.
Yeah. But we drove...
About 4 hours.
I mean, all in. It was 4 hours if you didn't stop and you were driving 60.
Right.
It was about 5.5.
Yeah, 4 hours of drive time is what I meant.
So that's a long day for us.
For us, it is, yeah.
And certainly a long day having not done it
in
a while.
Well, and it took us a while to get everything together.
Yes.
We're out of practice.
Yeah.
So, like, leaving this morning just took
a while.
Us a really long time.
Let's face facts.
Yeah.
We were very tired. Okay. And not from work or the drive or anything like that. We were very tired because of the 3-year-old.
Yes. Apparently there is too much of a good thing because he woke up constantly last night and it was terrible, but also adorable because the first time he woke up, he just woke up and he's like, "It's so fun to be in the trailer," like just screamed it out.
It was like 2:20 in the morning.
Yeah. It's like I totally know that feeling. And I even did it last night where like you wake up and you're like, "Oh, where am I?" Cause you're not in your regular bed. And then you get excited. And I did that same thing, but I didn't scream out about it.
No. And then he just, after that, he quieted down. Then he woke up and he was like, "Can I get up now?"
Yeah. And it was like 2:25.
It was like 2:25 in the morning. And I had to go in and be like, "No, man, you know what? It's the middle. See how dark it is? Like, it's the middle of the night. You need to go back to sleep." And then he just couldn't do it.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. He was too excited. Is it time?
15 minutes. Is it time? Can I get up?
Is it time?
Yeah.
Is it time?
It
was brutal.
He finally passed back out at 4:30 in the morning. So we weren't, we did not set ourselves up for success. We did not set ourselves up for success.
I mean, we have learned by being parents.
Yeah.
By going through cancer that you can do a lot on a little amount of sleep.
Yes.
Like you can push yourself. But it's really hard, you know? And so it made it that much harder. And, and it's also one of those things when you're traveling, there are just so many X factors you don't know. I mean, we figured he wouldn't sleep well, but, like, that was... You just don't know how it's going to go. Let's hope it goes better tonight.
He passed out.
He went down hard
and fast tonight. So hopefully he stays that way.
Yeah, there was still a lot of activity going on around him and it was still very light out.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went down hard. So let's hope. I gave him a pep talk. I was like, "You should stay asleep. And if you wake up, you should just think to yourself without calling out and then just cuddle your stuffed animals and go back to bed." But I know it won't work.
No,
it won't work.
But so it was not a great setup for what was then a long drive. And I think that one of the things about towing, because as we talked about a lot last year, we have road tripped together forever at this point.
Yeah.
And a normal day, even with kids on a road trip, is 9 hours in the car.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, we can put on the miles, but towing is a different...
Towing is different.
It is a exponentially more tiring drive.
Well, I mean, especially because we're new at it. Like, I imagine... It's already gotten a lot easier since last year, but I imagine it gets easier. But there's still things to consider. Like, couple of times, you know, I had big wind gusts or, like, a semi went blasting past and it kind of, wiggled me a little bit in a way that I was like, things like that are different. Or suddenly we were just like going down this incline that it was like,
yeah,
towing trailers, beware, or whatever. Yeah, it didn't say like that, but something close. And I was like, wait, yeah,
steep
I'm
grade.
Towing a trailer. Yeah. And, you know, maybe they're talking about semis or something, yeah. But I was like, wait, what am I supposed to do now? You know, right. It is definitely different yeah. than driving
well,
without towing.
Well, and also, today was kind of funny because we started in very, very rural Illinois.
Yeah.
Really nowhere, you know, even though we were on interstate, it was a very quiet interstate.
Yeah, it was very easy to merge
real,
on.
Yeah, it was a real
a problem.
Nice
yeah.
Highway 39 in
yeah,
Illinois.
Yeah, it was really
good
nice.
Job.
I mean, it was, it was really not very heavily trafficked
yeah.
today.
And,
so.
And we ended it having to drive the ring road around St. Louis, which thankfully we overruled the GPS, which wanted to drive us straight into downtown St. Louis
yeah.
at rush hour.
I know, we were like,
towing
let's
a trailer.
Do a ring road.
Yeah, but it does seem like a lot of the time the last 20 miles of a trip are like
I know.
Brutal.
They
and this
were
was
slow.
Definitely one.
They
were
slow.
It was a lot of traffic.
There was a lot of lane changing
yeah.
because of construction, because of, you know, exit only things like lanes would be added, lanes would go away as happens around any city.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely hard at the end. I just kind of was really so ready for it to be done
yeah.
and so tired. But what can you do? Like, it's
yeah,
like at that point,
there. Yeah,
you got to just
yeah,
do
and it's
it.
Not like, oh,
you're
yeah,
gonna...
let's switch drivers for the last 20
yeah,
miles. I
no.
mean, I guess we could have.
Well, I
but...
didn't even want to pull off again. I was
no.
like, we're on.
Yeah.
We're doing
so we
this.
Filled up. Speaking of pulling off, we had
yeah.
to fill up.
Oh, yeah, this is the other.
Our car estimates, you know, how many miles you can get before you need to fill up again. And but it doesn't do a great job of that estimating when you're pulling a trailer. I
right.
think it kind of thinks like its algorithms are based around it being normal, and so it declines at a rate, and then you know how many miles you need to go. And when we started, it was like there was like a 70 mile differential between the amount of gas we had and the distance we need to go. So it was like, oh, we'll end with like 70 miles of gas. That's, you know, that's fantastic. We don't need to fill up, even though it's a long day. And then slowly that differential
yeah.
was getting smaller and smaller and smaller until finally it was like, oh, it's going to be like 20 miles.
Yeah.
And that is
that's
not enough
close.
Wiggle room.
That's too close. Well, the difference was yesterday we were mostly on
yeah.
highways going
yeah,
like 10, 15
yeah.
miles an hour slower. So we were going faster and apparently
burning
through
gas. Yeah.
So yeah, that.
Also, we went twice as far.
Yeah, we
There's
had
that.
To go. Yeah, we had to. That's true. We had, but
we had to
had,
get gas.
We had to get gas while hitched up.
Filling
like,
up hitched is.
Oh,
a,
it's terrifying.
You have to find the right gas station where that you can even
yeah.
get in.
And it's not even about like fitting under the awning
no.
and like next to the pump, although that's the thing. But the biggest challenge is that you have to. You know, you have to turn in and turn out without like hitting
yeah.
other cars, without
yeah.
with being able to get out, without blocking people, without hitting gas pumps. I mean, it's more challenging than I would have thought, and
yeah.
it's terrifying.
Yeah, and
but we did it.
We did it, but it was.
We were comically far away from the
yeah.
gas pump.
It was. Comically. I had to sort of like lean into the gas hose in order to get it to fit all the way into the
I mean, luckily it worked because God forbid we have to back up. I don't want to, you know, I do that as
no.
little as possible.
But yeah, you know, we had done that. We'd pulled off the road to eat lunch. At a certain point, it was just like, nah, I think you're just going to power through and get there. And you
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
And we are
it was
here.
Blazing hot when we got here,
it
but
was,
it's beautiful
it's
outside
really
right now.
It's really nice and cool.
We
it's
are
beautiful.
Outside the trailer once again because
yeah.
the 14-year-old is watching wrestling in our bed. So, but it's a beautiful night.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night.
And yeah, gonna go explore in St. Louis.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's so nice.
We're here
to
for
not
a few
have
days.
To drive
yeah.
tomorrow. We're gonna be driving, but not towing.
Yeah.
And we're here until for a few days, for
yeah.
like 3 days. So that's nice.
Yeah. Super nice.
Really
so.
Nice. We can just explore and have fun. And the campsite is great. There's lots of things for the kids to do. So I'm excited.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
And this is the crazy thing, Janice.
What?
We were at home yesterday morning.
I know. I mean, it's shocking to hear that.
Yeah.
And I also know it. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Time is completely
already
weird. Yeah. Which
and
is
it's
awesome.
Only the second day.
Because we've already done so much. And
yeah.
just whenever we travel, it feels like
impossible
We're really far away.
For me to think that we woke up in our own beds yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. We left our house yesterday.
It already feels like we're away.
Yeah.
And we're not even that far.
We're not even that far from our house.
If we weren't towing a trailer, we could get to St. Louis.
We would have done this easy.
In a little bit more than a half day drive.
Yeah, no problem.
But it is a nice reminder of how fast you can get away from it.
Yeah.
How fast it can feel like you've been out for a while.
Yeah. Even last night, I mean, we only stayed in that campsite for one night, but I felt like it was relaxing and we had time to kind of decompress. And yeah. So traveling, it's the best.
It is the best. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you
on the road!